You're listening to Potential Cast, a special commentary, season 6, episode Entropy, whatever number that is. I've been away for a little bit because work has been a bitch. So, a couple commentaries so you guys don't forget who I am. All right, so let's load up our Netflix. Let's load up our DVDs, our Blu-rays, VHS, whatever you got. Play pause right at the beginning, okay, guys? Play pause. You all synced up? All right. On my count. When I say play, you press play. Ready? 3, 2, 1, play. Shit. 3, 2, 1, play. There we go. Oh, yeah, that kiss with Tara and her kiss in quotations. Oh, Xander, you're the best. Oh, wait, I think I've... Oh, no. I was like, I've seen this one before, but I haven't. Here we go. So this, two vamps running in a cemetery to open up Buffy. What else is new? Oh, now they got ATVs. Oh, look at these losers. I thought it was the Scooby Gang. Side note, I just watched the last season of Girls and Jonathan was in it. He played a gay guy. Very convincingly. Oh, what's this? Of course you're going to lose them when you crash into each other. Idiots. Oh. What disc? Oh, hold on. I'm buffering. Okay. So I'm delayed about 5 seconds right now. Dude just picked up the disc, and now the three losers are running away, and Buffy's still fighting the two vamps. Spike. Exactly. Why don't you tell them? Why does she have to tell them? Good point. Because I don't love you. Later, dudes. Going to the hatch. That was added in ADR afterwards. Inside joke. How old are the Scoobies? Are they over 21 now? Because he's drinking a beer. Yeah, they have to be, right? Yeah, but it's one non-six seasons. Xander's sad. He misses Anya. Where are you going, Xander? Eh? This is such a 90s look. He's so schlubby. Before guys knew how to dress properly. There's Anya waiting in the bushes. Good creep. Dun, na, na, na. Poor Nicholas Brennan. You guys heard that he got arrested this week? Jeez. What's that about? I haven't read anything up on it. I'm sure we'll be discussing it in potential cast. Briefly. Here we go. Chippewa Bay. I'm so bored with these two. They're trying to make Tara cool now. Put her in a leather jacket. Make her be the one that everyone wants to be friends with. And make Willow look like a bumbling idiot. And now they're awkward again. Yeah, we get it. Let's go get some coffee. All right, moving on. And they're laughing about stealing stuff. Really? Sorry, I'm not shitting on the episode. I'm just not in a good mood. A pocket full of goldfish, really? Oh, good. She's joking. When I was in my fives and sixes. Ugh. Look at this couple walking so slowly behind Buffy and What's-Her-Nuts. They look so awkward. I know they're just extras, but this is... I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm just being... I'm being critical for being critical's sake. I'm sorry. This has got to be the most boring commentary ever. Jonathan is going to revolt. I'm telling you guys. He's going to turn on this douche-a-louche. Nice sweater. Okay. Moving on. Anya's in the apartment. Ducky. I just can't marry you. Yes, dum dum. No, I don't want to get married to you. But I still want to be with you. Uh-oh, she went and got her powers back. Or it's someone else. So I think she went to get her powers back and it didn't work. Or maybe Xander's immune to her powers. Who knows? She's lost her powers. Ah. I thought Anya lost her powers and was human. Oh. I made pancakes today, but they are flourless. Two eggs, two mashed bananas, protein powder. They were kind of gross. So she realizes that she could be living in a parallel universe. Yet she's not walking around comatose like she was in the last episode. She said patrolling, but it sounded like trolling. Because she's a little troll. If I wasn't gay before, she wants to hurt a man. So she flocks to the two man-hating lesbians. Oh, God. Oh, I hope that isn't it. Now she's trying to get people to wish bad things on Xander. Oh, and they can't. Uh-oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. I've only been with four. Three, right. She's so broken. Oh, I say, why is he going to kick the gnome? They think it's Spike. Ponce. That's a funny word. I fell in love. I've never felt like this before.
Barf.
Piss off. Like her.
Enter Spike.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is going to be fun. He doesn't need to worry about the sun shining. Jack Daniels. Okay, here we go. What are they doing now? Stop, drop, and roll, guys. Oh, here we go. Could you wish his chip away? Uh-oh. These two are going to get it on. My sexy dance. Oh, yeah. It's so sophisticated. I guess it was from 15 years ago, or however long ago it was. It's weird. Oh, they're going to show the magic shop with these two getting it on. Oh, please don't. Mm-mm. Yep. This is how every girl thinks. And it's so annoying. Uh-oh. Is that a wish? Please don't do this. If you show me yours. How are you doing? Well, here we go. And pull up the camera feed now. Dork face. Ha 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 That's cute. This is when she should have closed the computer. Let Dawn watch now. She's shielding Dawn's eyes. You take the crossbow? No, we took an axe. Damn! Instant regret. Head nod? Really, bro? Oh my lord. Tell him, Anya. It's good enough for Buffy. Really? Really, Spike? Why does he walk off after it's revealed that Buffy slept with him, too? Oh, here comes the two of them now. Oh, God, they're getting back together now. Oh, they're back together. Ba-na-na. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't like this episode. I was really bored. You can't tell. No, it's just going to suck because it's the aftermath of having to deal with a big breakup. And on a positive note, it looks like those two are going to get back together. But yeah, it's just dealing with the aftermath of like things can't go back to how they were instantly. So it's going to be an awkward time. This is the part that we're suffering through right now. And, you know, it has to happen. So we've got to all go through it. I don't know. Do you guys know what I mean? I'm sorry. This is a really boring episode. Well, not boring TV episode. Boring commentary. Because I was like, what can I say to fill the silence? It's so tough, you guys. What's the next episode? It's called Seeing Red. Did I watch it? Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it. Send your emails to potentialcast@gmail.com. Continue to comment on the Facebook page. Sorry, guys. I hope I didn't bore you. Namaste.
I've been lonely, I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been